contacts with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, a major review in Queensland's racing industry has not yet been publicised, despite it being due to release more than a month ago. The independent review, led by former Australian Turf Club chair Matthew McGrath, was set to be unveiled on October the 13th. However, the report, which covers thoroughbred, harness and greyhound racing, still remains unpublished. Labor's racing spokesperson, Grace Grace, who was racing minister from 2020 to 2024, said the delay was very embarrassing. No decisions are being made. No money is being spent on anything. It's all wait for the review, she claims. Dubbed the most substantial review of Queensland's racing sector in over 25 years, the state government says it remains committed to getting the review right.
In national news, parents are being warned to be wary of battery-operated toys bought online, as investigations show many fail button battery safety standards. Button batteries are small circular batteries commonly used in toys that, due to their size, are easy for children to swallow, which can cause severe internal burns or death. Consumer Group Choice tested five major online stores, Shein, AliExpress, Amazon, eBay and Kogan, finding that of the 24 items they bought, 17 failed to meet button battery safety standards. Choice Campaigns Director Rosie Thomas said that time and time again we see online marketplaces failing to ensure the products they sell are safe and compliant. This is simply not good enough. Parents are being encouraged to regularly check that products with button batteries are not damaged or broken.
Delivery service Menulog is shutting down operations in Australia, with 120 jobs set to be cut as competition reduces further in the food delivery market. The Transport Workers Union, or TWU, says the closure would come as a shock to delivery workers who have been fighting for better employment conditions. Morten Belling, Menulog Managing Director, stated that today is a tough day for Menulog business. This decision was not taken lightly. The TWU highlighted employment instability in the industry for delivery drivers, stating that they will be ensuring workers receive pay for their work and fair exit payments over the coming weeks.
In international news, the UN Security Council has approved a US plan for Gaza that authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in the territory. The plan also envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. The vote is a crucial next step for the fragile ceasefire and efforts to plan Gaza's recovery following 2 years of war between Israel and Hamas. Russia, which circulated a rival resolution, abstained from the vote along with China. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently mostly sunny. It's 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. And thanks for reporting on Menulog. It's a very interesting story, that. And the big picture is Menulog, they actually were the first delivery drivers or gig workers to get an agreement where they actually paid the workers, right? So with them leaving now, what that says is the delivery app business model is based on exploitation.
It's unsustainable.
If you can't exploit your workers, you may as well pack up and leave. Mm. So that's what's happened with Menulog. Thank you very much for bringing it, all out. And I'm glad that the TWU were there, because in the story it says there's 120 workers. Mm. They're just the office staff,
internal,
if you will.
Yeah.
I think the number is about 1,200 riders that have lost work out of this, and they fought hard for the conditions that they had, and they're unfortunately an unsustainable model.
It's a shame.
But thank you. We shall see you at 11 a.m. for another update.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. And for now, we'll go to some music here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive. I don't want